Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This morning, the joker gone. Novak Djokovic deported after losing his last-ditch bid to stay and play. The Aussies humiliate England to clinch the Ashes series in Hobart.
Mission accomplished! Australia make it 4-0!
Booster shots for teenagers that plan to bolster their immunity. Prince Harry launches legal action against the UK as he fights to come home. And tsunami warnings cancelled, but Tonga remains cut off.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Tennis champion Novak Djokovic has sensationally been deported hours after losing his last-ditch legal bid to play in the Australian Open. The Serb left the country on an Emirates flight at 10:30 last night, the federal court shooting down his motion to overturn his visa cancellation.
It is no part of the function of the court to decide upon the merits or wisdom of the decision.
Djokovic has released a statement saying he's disappointed with the ruling. The federal court will make public the reason for its decision in the coming days. It means Djokovic can't apply to re-enter Australia for 3 years. Let's go live now to political reporter Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. The Prime Minister has responded to this.
Good morning, Jodie. He has ultimately backing the decision of the federal court to uphold the decision to dismiss Novak Djokovic's visa. In a statement, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said, "I welcome the decision to keep our borders strong and keep Australians safe. Australians have made many sacrifices during this pandemic and they rightly expect the result of those sacrifices to be protected." Immigration Minister Alex Hawke deliberated for days last week, ultimately deciding to exercise special powers under the Migration Act to have the world number one deported on the grounds of health, safety and good order. But while Novak won't be taking to the court for the Australian Open, Serbia's president has issued a stunning rebuke, saying the Australian authorities have humiliated themselves, 10 days of torturing him, and the terrible media campaign that was launched by them was really something terrible. This saga has dominated headlines around the world, with the federal government no doubt expecting some diplomatic repercussions as well. So while the federal government may have had the ultimate win in court, this saga is far from over. Jodie?
Seems like it. Okay, Taylor, thank you. Another embarrassing English batting collapse has handed Australia a 4-0 Ashes series victory in Hobart. England were off to a bright start in their pursuit of 271 until young gun Cameron Green busted the fifth test wide open, ripping through the top order on either side of the tea break.
Edge and taken by Carey. Green has three.
The Aussies smelled blood in the water. Scott Boland, captain Pat Cummins and Green each taking three scalps. The Poms 10 for 56.
Mission accomplished. Australia make it 4-0.
Rolled for 124. With two centuries under his belt, Travis Head was named Player of the Match and the Series. Older teenagers could soon be getting their booster shots, with the National Medicine Regulator expected to push through approval for 16 to 17-year-olds. It comes amid fears teens could have substantially weakened immunity by the time school starts next month. There are also calls for the government to bring in COVID support packages. 40% of New South Wales businesses have reported they don't have enough cash flow to sustain them over the next 3 months. An extra 3 million free rapid tests will be handed out to Victorians from today, the first batch of a bulk order. Key workers will be given priority, including health, emergency services and the disability and aged care sectors. Restrictions are set to ease in Queensland. The Palaszczuk government hinting QR codes could soon be scrapped, with quarantine rules for overseas arrivals to be lifted within days. Meantime, WA has reintroduced a mask mandate for all public areas after the state recorded 5 new COVID cases. Tsunami warnings for the New South Wales coastline have now been cancelled following the disaster in Tonga. The Weather Bureau says waves are no longer expected to be dangerous. Australia has sent a surveillance flight to the island nation to assess the damage after an underwater volcanic eruption triggered the initial tsunami, water inundating entire towns. It's expected to reach Tongan airspace by 9 a.m. Communication lines are still down. Police have admitted they now hold grave concerns for a missing 9-year-old girl, but they aren't giving up hope of finding her alive. Charlize Mutton went missing in the Blue Mountains, with the search now entering its 5th day. Police divers scoured the Hawkesbury River, which is an hour's drive from where she was last seen, but there's been no trace of the girl. A Good Samaritan has drowned trying to rescue 2 women swept out to sea near Adelaide. Bystanders dragged the unconscious 71-year-old out of the water, but after an hour of CPR, he couldn't be revived.
Definitely feel for the family of the older fella who went out to try and rescue those girls.
The 2 women, believed to be the man's relatives, were able to make it to shore safely. They were taken to hospital. There's a new approach to the fight against diabetes with the establishment of a national research centre. Health professionals across the country will collaborate and contribute to the effort set to revolutionise the way doctors diagnose and treat the illness.
Almost 2 million Australians live with diabetes.
It doesn't just kill a lot of people, it causes some very serious side effects.
Now our greatest medical minds are joining forces. Scientists, doctors, community groups and engineers are beginning a series of medical trials in hospitals across the country. Their mission, to better detect and treat issues associated with the illness, including kidney disease, amputation and blindness.
Many people with diabetes unfortunately end up with these acute complications which have a major significant impact on their quality of life.
The data will then be sent back for analysis at a new hub in Melbourne, the Australian Centre for Accelerating Diabetes Innovation, run by Melbourne University researchers.
To be able to prevent hospital admissions, to keep people healthy and safe at home.
$10 million in federal taxpayers' money has made it happen.
We're building on everyone's knowledge and we're bringing all these professionals together that can actually help people like myself.
One of the main goals of the new research facility is to reduce pressure on the health system. It costs taxpayers $4.5 billion a year to care for hospital patients suffering diabetes-related illnesses.
It's one of our greatest health problems and it doesn't get enough attention, and there can't be too much research to try and find the answers.
Kathleen O'Connor, 7 News.
A volunteer firefighter has faced court in Western Australia charged with lighting 9 bushfires in Perth's eastern fringe. 19-year-old Jude Wright is accused of starting the fires during the city's heatwave over Christmas and the New Year, including one which destroyed the home of a grandmother. His lawyer has asked for an adjournment for a mental health assessment. After a 6-day search, police in Queensland have scaled back efforts to find missing police dog Quiz. The effort began last Tuesday when the 3-year-old German Shepherd got away from his handler while chasing a suspected car thief at Redbank Plains. The search is continuing, but in a reduced capacity. A reward is still being considered for anyone with information leading to the whereabouts of PD Quiz. In one of the pandemic's more sobering trends, beer sales have taken a staggering dive. As many as 40 million fewer pints were poured across the country's hospitality venues between July and September last year, compared to the same period in 2019. That represents a 50% decline in sales, prompting fresh calls for the federal government to slash taxes. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones ended the session 202 points down, the Nasdaq up 116. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,817 an ounce. Oil is $84 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 72.71 US cents, 82 Japanese yen and $1.06 New Zealand. Prince Harry's plans to return home from the US have hit a major hurdle after he was blocked from paying for police protection. Let's go live now to Miley Hogan in Los Angeles. Good morning, Miley. He's launching legal action against the British government.
Jody, he's launched a claim for a judicial review against a decision made by the British government to not provide UK police protection if he was to return to his home country. The Prince has offered to personally fund that police protection, but that too was dismissed. It's understood the Prince wants to take his wife, Meghan, his two children, Lilibet and Archie, back to the UK to have a holiday. His youngest, Lilibet, is yet to meet his great-grandmother, the Queen, but that meeting is unlikely to happen without that police protection. The Prince says that it's too risky and too dangerous for his family to return to his home country without it. The Duke and Duchess do have their own private security, but it's claimed the team does not have adequate jurisdiction abroad or access to UK intelligence information. Meghan and Harry lost their publicly funded protection when they stepped down as senior royals. If this case progresses, it could end in a High Court legal battle. Jody.
Okay, my Miley Hogan in the US, thank you. The UK's Foreign Office has confirmed the suspect who held up a Texas synagogue was British. A rabbi and three others were held hostage at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in a 10-hour standoff. The suspect allegedly demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist convicted of trying to kill US military personnel. He was shot dead by officers. Parts of the US have been lashed by a brutal winter blast. The system affected as many as 74 million Americans over the weekend. Snow and freezing rain causing dangerous conditions across the country's east coast. Parts of North and South Carolina are forecast to get nearly 2 centimetres of snowfall. A cold snap is also wreaking havoc in Israel, with major flooding hitting the streets of Jerusalem. Some neighbourhoods have been left isolated after torrential rain cut roads, forcing some locals to use kayaks to get around. It's prompted a string of rescue operations across the region. The deluge is expected to continue through the week. Celine Dion has cancelled more than a dozen shows on her world tour due to ongoing health issues. The Canadian singer posted to Instagram that she's recovering from severe and persistent muscle spasms, which were hindering her ability to perform. She's thanked fans for their support, adding she can't wait to be back on stage again. While COVID cases continue to surge across the country, our pets could be suffering without our knowledge. Globally, heart conditions among cats and dogs have increased during the pandemic. Now there's a push to import a vaccine specially formulated for pets.
The possibility of Samantha Shapiro's rescue dog getting severely sick from COVID is her worst nightmare.
Because she is much older, absolutely. I think she is a lot more susceptible. To
ease the fear, she wants her Staffy vaccinated.
I would feel like so helpless and so defenceless knowing that possibly there was something that possibly could have saved her.
A study from a university in the Netherlands is one of many that's found pets can contract the virus from their owners, but they can't pass it on. While most cases are mild, a clinic in the UK has seen animals developing heart inflammation.
Reports of myocarditis, pericarditis, heart failure, respiratory failure, it can be lethal in pets.
Dr. Sam Kovac leading the charge as vets call on the federal government to roll out a vaccine developed in Russia, used across Europe. But red tape, a hurdle bringing it to Australia.
We could be up for $105,000 in filing fees and 18 months of waiting to actually get the vaccine here.
Would you vaccinate your pet? Absolutely, why not?
I absolutely would. Well, I don't want my pet to get sick.
With a 7% uptick in pet ownership over 2 years of the pandemic, vets are concerned infections among dogs and cats could also increase.
And it's only a matter of time before we see many pets getting infected in Australia.
Angelique Opie, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Checking sport now, another embarrassing English batting collapse has handed Australia a 4-0 Ashes series victory in Hobart. England were off to a bright start in their pursuit of 271 until young gun Cameron Green busted the fifth test wide open, ripping through the top order on either side of the tea break.
Edge and taken by Carey. Green has three.
The Aussies smelt blood in the water. Scott Boland, Captain Pat Cummins and Green each taking 3 scalps. The Poms 10 for 56.
Mission accomplished. Australia make it 4-0.
Rolled for 124. With 2 centuries under his belt, Travis Head was named player of the match and the series. Novak Djokovic's departure has left the Australian Open title race wide open. Dubbed a lucky loser, Italian Salvatore Caruso will replace the world number one in the first round. The decision boosts the hopes of rivals Rafael Nadal, Daniil Medvedev and Alexander Zverev. Ash Barty leads the local charge, taking on Ukraine's Lesia Sorenko tonight. In the Premier League, Everton manager Rafa Benitez has been sensationally sacked after just over 6 months in the top job. It follows their 2-1 defeat to Norwich City on Saturday. Meanwhile, Liverpool coasted to a 3-0 win over Brentford to keep pace with Manchester City at the top of the ladder. And Leeds held off West Ham to win 3-2. Jed Morgan streaked to an 11-shot victory at the Australian PGA in just his 4th tournament as a pro. The rising star, who's mentored by Ricky Ponting, closed with a 2-under-69 in the final round at Royal Queensland. Sue Oh won the women's event by 4 shots, aided by a monster putt from off the green for birdie at 13. Both winners enjoyed some celebratory champagne on the 18th green. A young boy's message in a bottle has been found after 3 years on the other side of the world. In 2019, Sasha Yonyak from the US state of Maryland wrote a message about his hobbies and he threw it into the Atlantic Ocean. It's since been found by a couple in Ireland, more than 5,000 kilometres away. They were able to track down Sasha's dad on Facebook and get in touch with the boy. Time to check the weather around the country now. A low pressure system and troughs are leading to heavy rain and gusty storms over northern WA and western Northern Territory. A trough over eastern Queensland and New South Wales is triggering some showers and storms. Another trough is bringing scattered showers and storms to southern South Australia and WA. Around the capitals now, Brisbane 31 degrees and possible showers. Sydney partly cloudy, heading for 30. The same in Canberra, partly cloudy and also 30. Melbourne cloudy, heading for a top of 23 degrees. Hobart 24, partly cloudy. Adelaide partly cloudy, a top of 26 today. Perth sunny and a warm 34 degrees. Darwin 32 with a possible storm. And that's 7 Early News for Monday, the 17th of January 2022.